This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Bears booted a game-winning field goal on the last play of the game and beat the Vikings in Minneapolis yesterday 19-17. That spoiled a late TD drive that put Minnesota ahead with under a minute to go. Things weren't so good for most of the game, though, as quarterback J.J. McCarthy had accuracy issues. He threw a pair of interceptions and heard boos from fans for the first time in his professional career.
We got the greatest fans in the world, and they expect a lot more out of us, and rightfully so. And I feel like, you know, it's just a reminder to us that we better get going and we better figure this out. And, you know, obviously, you know, we don't got a whole lot of games left, so the urgency is at an all-time high. But, you know, we just got to be better for the fans, especially at home.
He knows he needs to be better.
I just need to do a better job of making sure the rhythm stays there throughout the entire 60 minutes. You know, there's definitely things that we did well today, but how can we amplify those things and how could we eliminate the mistakes? And, you know, I take full responsibility for those mistakes, and I got to make sure that we come out tomorrow ready to get better.
Receiver Jordan Addison caught the late TD. He says they have confidence in McCarthy.
I feel like he's doing a great job. That's what we all feel like. It's on us. He's a young quarterback in this league. It's a tough league to win. So I feel like it's on the supporting cast around them to help this thing go.
The Vikes are now 4-6 on the year. They'll visit Green Bay on Sunday. The Packers rallied yesterday to beat the Giants in New York. The Wild got another game-winning overtime goal from star player Kirill Kaprizov. It's his 11th extra session tally. Minnesota beat Anaheim last night in St. Paul 3-2. Head coach John Hines.
It was a hard-fought game by both teams. Physical, competitive. We pushed, they pushed. So it was not a lot of free ice. So it was it was nice to be able to come out on top of a game that's highly contested like that.
While they're off today, they'll entertain Carolina on Wednesday. The Gopher volleyball team beat Iowa for a 50th straight time yesterday, winning in five sets in Coralville. That winning streak dates back 30 years. This is MNN Sports.